Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Florida Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against medical groups over child mutilating surgeries. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, we're seeing so many good things come out of the state of Florida under Governor DeSantis, especially regarding children, whether it's, you know, this LGBT propaganda, or now we're talking about this gender surgeries and all this nonsense they're trying to push on children. So the Florida Attorney General has now sued three medical organizations, and you would hope that medical organizations would be in favor of helping people, but not the case in this instance. So he's filed a lawsuit against the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, the Endocrine Society, and the American Academy of Pediatrics. And you think all those would be, yeah, let's help children, let's make them safe and healthy.
Well, they're not, because you look at the connection between them, which is very interesting. We'll talk about that in a minute. But this is Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer. Amazing. He has been appointed to that position by Governor Ron DeSantis when Ashley Moody was then appointed to fill the vacant Senate seat. He then put Uthmeyer, his chief of staff, into that position. Great attorney general. I think the best attorney general Florida has ever had.
Yeah.
And so he files this lawsuit. It's an amazingly well-written lawsuit with charts and graphs. And actually, in the early part of the lawsuit, it actually quotes one of our friends, the late Dr. Judith Reisman. When I was dean of Liberty University School of Law, I hired her to actually be part of the teaching faculty. She passed away a couple of years ago, but she was a world-renowned leader in the idea of Kinsey and the sexology. She would be amazed to see her research cited in this particular suit. She always wanted to see an attorney general of a state file a suit, just like Uthmeyer has filed in this case.
Mm-hmm.
So these three organizations, WPATH, the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, the Endocrine Society, and the American Academy of Pediatrics, they're sued for violating the Florida Deceptive and Unfair Trade Practices Act and the Florida Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organization Act, or RICO.
Yeah, the state is seeking a judgment declaring the promotion of sex-rejecting procedures as both misleading and a pattern of racketeering activity.
Yeah, it says that
wow.
They have led a campaign to mislead patients, parents, insurers, regulators, and courts.
It's true.
About the safety, reversibility, and efficacy of these interventions on gender-confused children. The Attorney General contends the organizations used weak and flawed evidence to develop clinical guidelines for treating gender-confused minors and misrepresented the science to mask the risk and make a profit.
He's putting action behind his words. He's requesting the court levy a civil penalty of $1 million against each organization, bar them from future misleading advertising, and impose a $10,000 penalty for each false claim they have made regarding the safety, efficacy, and reversibility of these procedures.
Yeah, and the lawsuit delves into the history of the development of these interventions and their subsequent systematic reviews from international agencies and scientists. According to the reviews from Finland, Sweden, the U.S., and the landmark CAS review from the United Kingdom, puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries do not improve a child's mental health, but rather interfere with normal puberty and remove healthy body parts, causing irreversible damage.
All these studies just say there is no reason why they should be pushing this on children.
No, and the lawsuit goes on to say that the long-term effects associated with these sex-rejecting procedures can include infertility, suicide risk, bone density loss, lifelong medical dependence, and other unknown neuropsychological consequences.
Plus, it makes them a patient for life.
And thus the reason WPATH. WPATH put together these guidelines. Now, WPATH actually has had these guidelines in place for these mutilating surgeries for some time. They actually have gone against some of their own recommendations, believe it or not. And this is where some of the conspiracy to make money, as they are working with these other entities, is alleged within this complaint. The Endocrine Society, of course, deals with endocrine, your, you know, progesterone, testosterone, estrogen, those kinds of hormonal things. And so the Endocrine Society should be a place of truth for the fact that what should be obvious, a boy should not be taking high levels of estrogen. A girl should not be taking high levels of testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
You should not be taking puberty blockers to block your, if you're a boy, progesterone. If you're a girl, to block your estrogen.
You know, those are created originally for men with prostate cancer.
Right. And they've done an off-label use to use them here to block somebody's natural development mm-hmm. during puberty.
So and the results are horrible.
The boys won't develop their maleness in terms of their characteristics, their physical characteristics, and the girls won't develop their girlness or female characteristics that otherwise would happen with the normal growing up and the production of your hormones. And when that happens, when you stop that, it's more than just the fact that you may not properly develop physically in your external or in your genitalia, for example, or maybe facial hair, for example. But as the Attorney General's complaint also alleges, it can cause infertility, it can cause loss of bone density. And bone density is really critically important because, particularly for women, as women age, bone density gets less and you have some, you know, osteoporosis that may set in certain people where you start to lose some of your bone density. It can become a real problem. The problem is when you stop that early on, where you actually should be making bone density, you don't have it as a reservoir to use from when you get older.
Right.
So you start with a deficit. And so the Endocrine Society should be raising the alarm, but in fact, according to the lawsuit, they're right there with WPATH. And the American Academy of Pediatrics, it's been taken over by politics and blind LGBTQ plus ideology rather than science. And so when we've filed suit in some of these cases regarding counseling bans that say you can't counsel someone to overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behaviors, or gender confusion, guess who shows up in the opposition research? Is they will always bring in the American Psychological Association, the American Psychiatric Association, and they'll bring in the American Academy of Pediatrics with all their false information. Right. And you know what you find here is that the people that are in the drug industry, the hormones, puberty blockers, and the people that are in the treatment industry where they're taking off healthy body parts, the American Academy of Pediatrics, they're making a lot of money off of it.
Absolutely. It's a billion-dollar industry. You know, but Utmeier stated in a public announcement that parents were not told the full story. In fact, some parents were told that if they didn't put their kids through permanent life-altering sick procedures like double mastectomies and castrations, that their child would commit suicide. And you know, that kind of mantra has been going on even though they didn't have the science to back that up.
And the suit also says, quote, "For years, these groups insisted the recommendations were settled science, but behind closed doors, they knew the evidence was weak." And in fact, the CAS report that's mentioned, that was actually cited by the United States Supreme Court in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in a case where they upheld the state's right to ban these puberty blockers for minors. The CAS report comes out of the United Kingdom, where the United Kingdom, the government, asked this researcher to research these clinics in the UK. And the CAS report found that there was no evidence that these kinds of procedures helped. In fact, there was evidence that these procedures actually caused harm because you have an underlying mental condition, it's not being treated. Then you give them these blockers, you give them hormones, and then you take off healthy body parts and you cause irreversible damage and you make the situation worse. So this is not only unethical, but it's also dangerous medicine, and it's against the law, according to the complaint filed by the Attorney General Uthmeyer. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. We will file an amicus brief, bringing a lot of our research and experience to the court in this case.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.